With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Federal prosecutors are targeting the senior leadership of Hamas. Attorney General Merrick Garland says they've been charged in connection with the October 7th terror attack inside Israel.
As outlined in our complaint, those defendants, armed with weapons, political support, and funding from the government of Iran and support from Hezbollah, have led Hamas's efforts to destroy the state of Israel and murder civilians in support of that aim.
A 7-count criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York. Ahead of his scheduled sentencing in 2 weeks, former President Trump has failed to have his New York criminal case moved from state to federal court. U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein denied the Trump legal team's request, just as he's done before. Federal prosecutors say a former aide to two New York governors, including the current governor, Kathy Hochul, has been charged with acting as an undisclosed agent of the Chinese government. Also at SRNnews.com, there is growing speculation over the prospects for an interest rate cut and the possibility that such a rate cut could come soon.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell pointed toward a rate cut this month during a high-profile speech a couple of weeks ago.
The time has come for policy to adjust. The direction of travel is clear, and the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
While inflation is coming down, a majority of Americans in some surveys still complain about elevated prices, given that the cost of such necessities as food, gas, and housing remain far above where they were before the pandemic in 2020. The Fed's next meeting takes place in a couple of weeks. I'm Shelley Adler.
There's been a turnaround on Wall Street. Stocks are higher now. The Dow up 139 points. The Nasdaq ahead 33 points. This is SRN News. Europe is expanding abortion.
Both Denmark and Norway have liberalized their laws to allow women to end their pregnancies at 18 months and allow teenagers to obtain abortions without parental consent. In Poland, the liberal government doesn't have the votes to repeal strict pro-life laws, but it is using procedural tools to expand abortion as well. All this comes against a backdrop of sharp population decline in Europe, which threatens the economies of many nations in the near future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Australian pastor is in trouble for refusing to allow a pagan ceremony at his religious conferences. Dave Pellow has been called before the Queensland Human Rights Commission for violating an Australian law that requires all major gatherings to include an Aboriginal smoking ceremony. Hello says he doesn't want pagan ceremonies at his Christian events. He says he's prepared to go to jail if the state is out to force the issue. This is SRN News. Attorney John Deaton won a three-way Republican primary to face off against incumbent U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who ran unopposed in Tuesday's Massachusetts primary.
Deaton, a former U.S. Marine and cryptocurrency attorney who was born in Detroit, announced earlier this year that he would vie for a chance to challenge Warren as she runs for her third term in office. Relatively unknown in Massachusetts politics, Deaton faces a steep climb against Warren. She's a former Harvard law professor who has twice won a Senate seat but came in third in Massachusetts in her 2020 bid for president. She remains popular in the heavily Democratic state. Warren said in an email that she's accepted two October debates, one in Boston and one in Springfield. Deaton will face off against Warren in November. I'm Bernie Bennett.
First-degree murder charges filed against a 30-year-old man accused of fatally shooting four people while they were sleeping on a Chicago-area transit train happened early Monday morning. More details at SRNnews.com.